We're moving through space, surrounded by galaxies and stars. Up ahead, we see something unusual. And as we move through it, more and more galaxies whiz by. But there's something more. Something we can't see or feel. We don't know what it is, and as we move forward, the environment changes. We are now in a cloud of hot gas. Space changes again as we move through another region of undetectable matter. Another set of galaxies, and we're out again on the other side. Let's ask a scientist what we just moved through.
We call it the bullet cluster, but it's actually a pair of emerging galaxy clusters.
This is Michael Calzadilla, who works with NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory. Chandra's observations of the bullet cluster helped provide the first direct proof of one of the greatest mysteries of the universe.
So I study galaxy clusters, as it sounds like as clusters of galaxies, so lots of galaxies that are kind of congregated together, but they're greater than the sum of their parts.
In a galaxy cluster are not just the galaxies themselves, but also this huge cloud of hot gas.
And that hot gas glows in X-rays, so this X-rays we see with the Chandra Observatory.
The bullet cluster had been studied by several telescopes before, but with the Chandra Observatory, they could make out a lot more detail.
This is where it got the name of a bullet cluster. So before it just looks like two big blobs of hot gas, when you look at really fine detail, what it looks like is this small, really compact subcluster passing through a much larger galaxy cluster, like a bullet going through an apple.
And this peculiar structure proved to be really important for visualizing something invisible. But to understand that, we need to understand what happened when the bullet cluster was formed.
The two galaxy clusters collided, and the stars kind of passed through each other. There's so much space in between the stars and the galaxies that they don't collide. But the gas that was associated with each of those galaxy clusters, that gets slowed down because that does collide, that interacts with the gas from the other galaxy cluster. And that's why there's a lot of hot gas that you can see in X-rays in the middle of the two galaxy clusters.
And there's so much gas from the two clusters that its total mass is actually almost 10 times larger than all those other galaxies put together. So for the longest time, it was thought that this gas was the most massive thing in these galaxy clusters. But this, it turned out, is not quite true. Through a phenomenon called gravitational lensing, where large masses bend the light from the stars behind them, astronomers have found that the gas, in fact, is not the most massive thing in the cluster.
So if you were to just assume that what you see is what you get, you see an optic wavelength, so you have a bunch of galaxies and stars, and an X-ray wavelength, so you have all of this really hot gas that glows in X-rays.
If that's all there was, then this lensing effect would be perfectly aligned with the really hot gas. But because we see the lensing effect following something else than the hot gas, we know that there is something even more massive there. And this more massive thing was what astronomers detected through gravitational lensing effects.
There's something else there that we're not seeing. It's something we call dark matter. So that's kind of one of the pieces of direct evidence that we have that dark matter is a thing that it exists. There's lots of things that dark matter could be, and we don't quite know enough yet. It's one of the main parts of our universe, one of the biggest constituents in our universe, but we can't see it. So it's kind of frustrating we can't see it, but the bullet cluster gives us a window into this part of the universe that we wouldn't otherwise see.
We don't know yet what exactly dark matter is, but thanks to the Chandra Observatory, we were able to find this new clue to one of the greatest mysteries of our universe.